Relevant Radio is listener-supported radio.
Talk radio for Catholic life.
Welcome to our fall pledge drive.
Join the family.
We are back. Hour two of our three-hour extravaganza. Let's begin in prayer, asking Our Lady to pray with us and for us as we start our first day of pledge drive today. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Remember, O most gracious Virgin Mary, that never was it known that anyone who fled to thy protection, implored thy help, or sought thy intercession was left unaided. Inspired by this confidence, I fly unto thee, O Virgin of Virgins, my Mother. To thee do I come, before thee I stand, sinful and sorrowful. O Mother of the Word Incarnate, despise not my petitions, but in thy mercy hear and answer me. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Quick reminder, I was talking a little bit about so-called Reformation Day with a caller earlier in the program today, and I had mentioned that there was a very interesting article taking what I think many people would be surprised to see, a kind of opposing view, not opposing me, but opposing this idea of celebrating Reformation Day as a good thing. Stanley Hauerwas, a Protestant minister, he gives a very interesting critique of Reformation Day. And whether you're Catholic or Protestant, either way, I really think it would be worth your time to read this. He was a professor of theological ethics at Duke Divinity School. And, you know, you may agree or disagree, but I think his perspective is certainly very interesting and worth looking at. So you'll find it on Twitter if you're interested. And our Twitter feed, the show Twitter feed, at P Madrid Show, is embedded on the show website, which is relevantradio.com. So you can find it there, or you'll find it on my Twitter feed as well. Back to the phones. Let's go to Karen, who's listening in Maine. Good morning, Karen.
Hi, Patrick. I really felt compelled this morning just to call in and share this with you and your listeners. I heard one of the commercials for the pledge drive, and a gentleman was talking about how he was nervous about going back to confession. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to share that I actually went back to confession this past weekend for the first time in nearly 20 years. And your show has really been instrumental to that.
Oh, praise God. I'm so excited to hear that, Karen. What was it that, do you remember what it was, or was it a series of things that sort of prompted you to get back to confession?
Well, I would have to say that I discovered your show about 2 years ago after when I was recovering from surgery. And then shortly after that, I started praying the rosary faithfully and knew that I needed to get back to confession. Actually spoke with my daughter, who's an adult, about also going back to confession, and she did prior to me going back. And I was just really nervous, also ashamed, but I just felt wonderful coming out of the confessional and received communion. And if that person is listening, I know how it feels to feel ashamed and feel nervous about going back, but I just, just really would strongly recommend going back. The sacrament is a gift.
So true. Do you mind talking and sharing a little bit, Karen, about how you felt when you left the confessional after making that first confession in 19 years? I imagine it must have been an amazing feeling.
Yeah, it definitely was. Not to sound melodramatic, but I felt almost brand new, like just a totally clean slate. I felt happy and just very, like a big burden had been lifted off of my shoulders.
That is beautiful. Well, I certainly hope and pray that some people listening right now who are now where you were and are away from the sacraments, by hearing you, Karen, I hope that that's just what they need to nudge them to get back to the sacraments. And everybody, you heard what Karen had to say, it can happen for you too. Now, one thing too, Karen, what you expressed about feelings of, you know, being embarrassed or ashamed, that's natural, that's human. Because we look back, especially if you desire God and the things of God, when you consider sin, it is ugly and it is embarrassing to imagine, well, how could I have done that? Why would I have done that? I wouldn't do that now, but why did I do it then? So I think you're putting the spotlight on something that is very common, and that is that many people, they stay away from confession because they're embarrassed or they feel a sense of shame. But I'm sure in your case, I don't know you, but I'm assuming that in your case, when you went to confession, just saying it, you know, for what it is, put it out there, here's what happened, it's liberating. And the priest is not there judging you. He's there like a physician helping to treat the wound so it can heal, right?
Absolutely. And the priest was very supportive. And I almost felt like what the words he was saying were coming from God, that it was exactly what I needed to hear. And it just, I questioned why I waited so long.
And Relevant Radio helped. That's beautiful.
Yes, absolutely, absolutely. So thank you so much for what you do.
Thank you, Karen. God bless you.
You're welcome.
I can
you
only imagine the smile on your face right now. Oh, that's great. Thank you, Karen. 888-914-9149. How about Marino in Roy, Utah? Hi, Marino.
Hey, hello. Hey, I have a question. So I had a job where I worked in the medical field in the hospital. My job was to get medical supplies ready for surgeries, gowns, gloves, catheters, etc. And sometimes we'd get surgeries like hysterectomies or tube ligations or vasectomies. So I've gotten conflicted answers on if it's a sin or not being in that capacity of work. So what would that be considered, a mortal sin of any participating? Just getting supplies ready or instruments ready?
You were participating not by the surgery itself, but you were preparing the things in the operating room for those surgeries?
Okay. Just getting the medical supplies ready for surgery, but not actually in the room or anything.
Yeah, I would say yes. It's a material cooperation or participation in an evil act. So let's take the act of sterilization. So the church would say that vasectomies, for example, or unnecessary tubal ligations or hysterectomies would be seriously sinful. So if you're participating at that proximate level, you're not participating at an immediate level. You're not in the room doing the procedure, but you're doing something that materially assists in that procedure. Now, you're culpability, and that's a fancy way of saying your guilt, your culpability may be significantly diminished because you didn't know. So let's assume that you didn't really know. It never really dawned on you, never really thought about it. And then you're listening to Relevant Radio one day and you find out, oh, wait a minute, there's something wrong with that. And then now you know, and you're in your job, let's say the following week, and you're doing that and you realize, wait a minute, I'm participating in something that is actually sinful. Well, then your level of culpability would go up, because once you realize it and, you know, continue to do that, then you've in a sense consented to it. So in a situation like that, and unfortunately that happens fairly frequently, my advice would be get transferred to a different department. If you can do something different where you're not required to participate in that, if you can get a different job in the medical field, perhaps even better. But strictly speaking, yes, if you're doing something that is materially and intentionally cooperating with something that's evil, then yeah. And I'll give you another example, Marino, then I have to take a break. If you were a contractor, let's say, and Planned Parenthood called you up and said, hey, we need you to build us a new Planned Parenthood abortion killing center, and that would be a nice income for you. You make a nice profit, and you would build the facility that would be used for taking the lives of these unborn children. If you realize what Planned Parenthood was, and if you knew what they did, and you said, yeah, I'll do that, that would be a similar kind of thing where you're participating not in a remote way, but a proximate way. You're close enough to it, and there's a direct contribution to it. And if you know that you're doing it for them, then I would say that would be a similar example. I hope that's helpful, Mariano. Thank you. All right, well, we're going to take a quick timeout. Father Rocky has got another message for you. We're in Pledge Drive. Today is day one, so we want to make it really count and get off to a fast start. Here's what Father Rocky has to say.
Hi, this is Father Rocky, CEO of Relevant Radio. It's Momentum Monday, day one of our Join the Family Fall Pledge Drive. Please help us get off to a great start by giving a financial gift online at relevantradio.com or on the Relevant Radio app. This hour, we have a 100% dollar-for-dollar match. And today only, our thank you gift for a donation of $20 a month is our Relevant Radio Prayer Journal. It's 5x7 inches, so you can easily pop it in your purse or computer bag. Do you keep a prayer journal? I think keeping a prayer journal is a great spiritual tool. It can spur profound reflection, which in turn can lead to clarity of thought. You can make your tax-deductible donation on the Relevant Radio app or at relevantradio.com. Giving online is best, but if calling is your only option, our number is 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123.
Not bad last hour. We got a good little jump start, but we need to keep that train going, get that momentum going a little bit faster. We are in need of 100 people who will reach out this hour, become a part of this family, join the Relevant Radio family. It's real simple. You can visit our website. It's relevantradio.com. Use the app on your smartphone or your tablet, or you can call 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123.
You just heard Karen's beautiful call. It was just so touching for me, and I think everybody here at Relevant Radio feels the same way. She said that it was listening to Relevant Radio that prompted her to go back to confession after 19 years away from the sacrament. And she didn't elaborate, so I don't know whether that meant 19 years away from going to Mass on Sunday, but she didn't really need to tell us all those details. It was enough to know that God changed her life by her listening to Relevant Radio. So we give thanks to God, but we also are asking you to help us continue doing what we do to help people just like Karen.
Call now. Help keep these messages going. Help keep people coming back to the sacraments and back to the sacrament of confession. It is a great gift, and it happens all because of people just like you who've said, I want to help support this station. You know, it's kind of funny, Patrick. It's actually not funny, but only about 10% of the people who actually listen to the radio ever actually help support the radio. So if you're part of that 90% and you have not made a gift in the last year or the last 2 years or perhaps never, now is the time to reach out. Visit our website. It's relevantradio.com. Use that app on your smartphone or call 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123. Remember, too, when you make your gift at relevantradio.com or use the app, you get an instant download in your mailbox. This one is from Father Richard Simons, and it's entitled, Yes, Virginia, There Is a Santa Claus.
Leave it to Father Simon to come up with a catchy title like that. Yeah, you can make your pledge safe and secure online at relevantradio.com. It's easy. It's quick. You'll be in and out. You'll have a smile on your face. Same is true for the Relevant Radio app. You can make your pledge there safe and secure. You can keep track of our progress. You can see pictures and some descriptions of the gifts that we'd like to give you at various levels. Or if you prefer, just do old school and call us at 877-291-0123.
We need 100 people in the next hour to give us a call. We need actually 45 minutes. We need to hear from you. Make that special gift of $20 a month or a one-time gift of $240, and we will send you the Relevant Radio Prayer Journal. It will help you grow in your spiritual life. Give now at relevantradio.com or use that app on your smartphone or tablet.
Help, I need somebody. Help, not just anybody. Help, you know I need someone.
Keeping it relevant.
It's the Patrick Madrid Show on Relevant Radio. Join the conversation at 888-914-9149. That's 888-914-9149.
Talking about the Beatles, news came out over the weekend. Paul McCartney, for years now, has been wanting to change the byline on the songs that he wrote for the Beatles, and now he's done it. So historically, all the songs that he, and even the ones that he wrote by himself that had nothing to do with any of the other Beatles, were always listed as Lennon and McCartney. And, you know, I can understand why he would chafe about that. So he just recently completed a new work. This is called The Lyrics. It's a memoir about all the songs that they wrote individually and together. And he changed it. So a few years ago, he floated the idea. The fans loved it. No one wanted the change, even though some early Beatles records actually have labels that read McCartney-Lennon. A lot of the fans said, no, we love it as Lennon and McCartney. And he says, well, I'm not loving it. So he finally got his way. The two new volumes called The Lyrics, it covers 154 songs that he wrote, and he reversed the byline. So the songs that previously said Lennon and McCartney now say Paul McCartney and John. These songs include all the obvious ones, including Yesterday and Hey Jude and Let It Be and The Long and Winding Road and even Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band, all of which he wrote. He didn't co-write those with John. And then there are others. The lyrics, that's the work itself, covers all the Beatles hits, most of Wings' hits as well. And if you are into not only the songs themselves and you're interested in the lyrics, but you're interested in what was he thinking and doing and what was going on in his life when he was writing some of these songs, I haven't gotten that memoir yet, but it certainly looks interesting. 888-914-9149.
Is this a possible birthday gift for you, or are you going to buy it yourself before anyone else has a chance to get it?
Well, let me put it... Oh, that's a very good question, Cyrus. Thank you. I have not purchased it yet.
Yet.
So I have not... I haven't bought it. So... But okay. I really like the idea of getting a copy of it.
Hint, hint.
Yeah. Please, sir, could I have some more Beatles? As I hold my cup out. No, I have not purchased it yet. But thank you for asking.
There's all kinds of good Beatles stuff coming out. The Peter Jackson documentary is going to be out soon. I think there was some book that's coming out. This is a good time to be a Beatles fan.
McCartney 1-2-3 was excellent. That was on Hulu. And that was a multi-part. Did you see that one?
I watched half of it. It's great. Yeah, with Rick Rubin.
It really is. I wasn't really... I kind of wish that the guy doing the interviewing wasn't there. But you have to have an interviewer to get those questions. But I thought it was a bit distracting.
Well, Rick Rubin's been everywhere, too. He worked with Tom Petty and a plethora of other giant names. So he's he's earned the right to hang out with
He's been around. He's been around. That's true. Anyway, one other thing I wanted to mention before we get to the phones. Shaquille O'Neal, he has six kids, and he says he wants them to work hard and earn their own money in life. He said during an appearance on a recent podcast, he says, they're kind of upset with me. Not really upset, but they don't understand because I tell them all the time, we ain't rich, I'm rich. And he says what he means by that is he expects his kids to earn a college degree. And if they have a company they want him to invest in, they have to present it like any other organization. He says, I'm not giving you nothing, which, by the way, it's a double negative. That means technically he is going to give them something, but he says no. He recently sold his Central Florida mansion for $11 million. Cyrus, wouldn't that be amazing as a life lesson if you grow up and you're Shaquille O'Neal's son, you're living in an $11 million mansion, and he keeps reminding you, we ain't rich, I'm rich.
I'm rich. I love
it. You're not rich. He's worth about close to $500 million.
Wow.
That'd be a good t-shirt. We ain't rich, I'm rich. Especially if your name was Rich.
I think that's some good parenting. Good for him.
I suspect they'll get something.
Yeah, I'm sure they will.
$5 tucked into the birthday card, maybe?
Well, I mean, they're probably, 8 feet tall, 300 pounds, and playing basketball.
They'll probably do well for themselves.
They're going to do just fine, yeah.
Yeah. 888-914-9149. Let's go to Jack in Mount Laurel, New Jersey. Hi, Jack.
My question is it possible, valid, an acceptable thing to do that if a child is aborted and the woman wants to baptize the child by so-called desire, and I guess it would apply also to, if there was a miscarriage, that's not something that's permitted or viable, is it?
Well, the baptism of desire refers to the desire of a catechumen. So let's say that you had never been baptized and you wanted to come into the Catholic Church and you were preparing to come into the church and you were intending to be baptized and then you died for some reason. Well, that's what the church means when it refers to baptism of desire, that you had already expressed your desire to be baptized, but you were prevented from being baptized because of death. That's sometimes people misunderstand it and they think that it's referring to unborn babies, as an example, and the desire of their parents or the church to have the baby baptized. But that's not really what the baptism of desire is referring to. Is that your question?
Well, yeah, I think it is. So what surprises me is that on another show on Relevant Radio, I won't mention what that show is, or, you know, and the host and so forth. He was going through a whole thing about this woman who had actually a pretty significant miracle of recovery from a serious illness. Mm-hmm. But in any event, she had, many years ago, had an abortion. And as and in the story of her life that she was talking about, she ran into a priest at some kind of a shrine in Stockton. I can't remember the name of it right now. And they were talking about baptize. You can baptize the priest, according to her, told her. You can baptize the baby. And she said, how can you do that? And he says, it's baptism. And she supposedly just uttered the prayer to baptize.
Yeah, that's not true, unfortunately.
And it was many years. And as I'm listening to him, I'm flabbergasted.
Yeah, I'm assuming, I mean, I don't know which show it was, I don't need to, but I'm assuming it might have been a caller who was saying that or a guest who was saying that, but no, the church does not accept that as a valid baptism.
Well, that's why I'm saying I was surprised that it was being broadcast on Relevant Radio.
It sometimes when people call in, they'll say something that's contrary to what the church teaches, and obviously we do what we can to try to clarify or correct misunderstandings. Sometimes a guest might say something inadvertently. These things happen. We try our best to clarify misunderstandings. So I'm thinking that's probably what it was, but at least we cleared that up. So after the fact, once somebody has died, you can't baptize that person at all, much less can you utter words for somebody who has died and have that counted as a baptism. That doesn't count. Thanks, Jack. I appreciate it. 888-914-9149. Let's see. I think we're at the point. Yeah, I think we can take Charlotte in Kennesaw, Georgia. Excuse me. Good morning, Charlotte.
Wow, I'm talking to Patrick Madrid. Thank you for taking my call. I have a question about the glorified body of Jesus. As I understand it, he got his glorified body at the resurrection. But when you look back and see that when he was born, he didn't go through the birth canal. He came through in some mysterious way that is not according to the humans that we know. And he also walked on water a couple of times, which is not a human feat. And at the Transfiguration, he showed that he was more than human there. So I'm wondering, at the Last Supper, when he said, this is my body, this is my blood, was that a glorified body too?
Yeah, St. Augustine, in his in narrations on the Psalms, he says that at the Last Supper, when Jesus said those words, he was holding his body in his hands. Now, this is a very important question you're asking. I'd like to offer you more of an explanation than I can right now. So stand by, if you don't mind, Charlotte, and then I'll come back to you, and we'll discuss this further on the other side of the timeout. For the moment, no, though, we're having Pledge Drive 101. This is the very first day of Pledge Drive. We're trying to get off to a very fast start. I'm joined by Mary Graham. We're going to talk to you about what we need to do this morning.
It's real easy. All we need you to do is visit the website, relevantradio.com. Open up that app on your smartphone or tablet, or call 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123. Make a gift. Can you do $20 a month or a special one-time gift of $240? Well, if so, we have a fabulous, it's the Relevant Radio's custom prayer journal. We'll be sending that to you as our appreciation for your help and your support. We are halfway through this hour, and we still need 70 people who will join the family at 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123, or better yet, visit the website or use our app.
Yeah, it's easy to do. And when you make a pledge of, say, $20 per month, that's not much at all, really. It'll really help us, though. That'll be a one-time gift, if you prefer, of $240 or $20 per month. And when you do this, we'd like to send you a special prayer journal. And this is something that you can use to not only reflect upon what prayer is doing in your life, but something you can look back on later, maybe a year or two from now. Look back and kind of remind yourself through this journal what the Lord has done for you.
We always look for that first person who can call in and make a special gift of $5,000 or $10,000. Will you be the first one during this pledge drive to help us out in that way? I know that's not for everybody, but if you can hear me and if that's a gift that you can make, it's real simple. Visit relevantradio.com. Use the app on your smartphone or tablet, or call 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123. And for everybody else, $20 a month, if you can do it, we need to hear from you.
Yeah, it's easy to do. Give us a call at 877-291-0123. The Relevant Radio app is the same as the website, relevantradio.com. Very easy to use. It's quick. Your name will be spelled correctly. We try really hard to spell them correctly, but you'll make sure that yours is. And you can also take a look at these gifts that we have for you. But we need you now, 877-291-0123.
A great spiritual talk when you do use our website or the app, relevantradio.com, or your Relevant Radio app to make your gift. It is a download. It comes pretty much instantly in your inbox, and it is from Father Richard Simon. Yes, Virginia, there is a Saint Nicholas. That's yours when you make your gift online, any amount whatsoever. Still looking for, thank you for that phone call. Still need another 65 people who will join in during this next hour at relevantradio.com. Use the app or call 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123. Just 30 minutes left in this hour, and we need 60 people to reach out and join the family.
Powered by you.
By you.
Listener supported.
Welcome back to our Join the Family Fall Pledge Drive on Relevant Radio.
Man, oh man, the time goes by quickly here on the Patrick Madrid Show, but I do appreciate you listening. 888-914-9149. We're going to go back to Charlotte in Kennesaw, Georgia. Charlotte, you asked a great question, and I just didn't have time to answer it. So thank you for your patience. So tell me if
sure,
I have it right.
Of course.
You talked about Jesus. I guess the way you put it was, did Jesus have a glorified body during his earthly life? And you mentioned several incidents. So you mentioned walking on water. You mentioned the transfiguration where Peter, James, and John saw him transfigured and dazzlingly white. You also mentioned, what was the other thing? You mentioned a third thing as an example.
Birth of Jesus.
Oh, the birth of Jesus. No. That's right. Okay. As being maybe a clue that he had a glorified body. So let's start there. Jesus, we don't know, because divine revelation doesn't tell us how exactly the manner of Christ's birth was. We understand that he was born to the Virgin Mary. That's what we know. We don't know any of the finer details. Now, the church teaches that Mary was a virgin before, during, and after the birth of Jesus. That's one of the defined dogmas of the faith. But the church doesn't specify what that means precisely or how Jesus was born. Some church fathers, they said, well, maybe it was a miracle, like the way a ray of light passes through a pane of glass. Now, that's speculation. It's possible, I suppose. But the church doesn't teach that. So we're left unknowing. And I don't think we need to know, really. All we know is that Mary's a perpetual virgin. So whether or not the birth of Jesus was miraculous, we can't say. We can speculate. But as to the other examples that you gave, I would say that no, Jesus did not have a glorified body in the way that he did after the resurrection for this reason. Because in the incarnation, you have the divine person, the second person of the Trinity, taking a human nature to himself, uniting it to himself. That meant that as God, Jesus could enable his human body to do things that it couldn't otherwise do. And so he couldn't otherwise walk on water as a, you know, a regular human being. But as God, as a divine person, he could permit his body to do that, or to control the weather, or to do other things that we know that Jesus did. And as an example of that, we know that Jesus did this for St. Peter, because St. Peter walked on water, as we're told. But he couldn't have done that ordinarily. It was because God in Jesus enabled him to do that. But when Jesus rose from the dead, then he got his actual glorified body. So it was no longer merely, or I shouldn't say merely, it was no longer just that in his divinity he was enabling his human body to do certain things, but rather his human body became glorified the way all of our bodies will on the day of the final judgment. When we receive our bodies back, those who go to heaven will have glorified bodies. So at that point then, Jesus' body as itself or in its own manner, in its own nature as a human body, had been perfected and capable of doing all these and many other things that the human body couldn't normally do. So do you see the distinction between, on the one hand, during his public ministry, his divinity enabling his body to do some things it couldn't otherwise do, versus when he received his glorified body, then at that point the body could do those things because it had been glorified. Do you see the distinction?
And you said that St. Augustine had written that at the Last Supper that was his glorified body, though?
He didn't say glorified. He just said that at the Last Supper when Jesus said, "This is my body and this is my blood," that he was holding himself in his own hands. But he didn't add anything about glorified body.
Okay.
So, yeah. But I think it inexorably must have been his glorified body. As we say, body, blood, soul, and divinity. And otherwise, that would have been some other or different kind of transubstantiation. But the church believes that it was one and the same transubstantiation. That not that there's some second kind, but rather in a mysterious way, Jesus was presenting to the apostles his glorified, resurrected body, even before he had died on the cross. I hope that helps. I appreciate the call, too. 888-914-9149. Let's go now to Joan in Mount Vernon, Wisconsin. Good morning, Joan.
Good morning, Patrick. Hey, I've heard so many people call in over the years and just share how Relevant Radio has been sort of a channel of grace in their lives. So yeah. I just thought I'd share a quick story of my mother. My husband and I have been caring for my mother. She's got end-stage Alzheimer's. So she's been living with us for nearly 10 years after my father passed away. Mm. And our house, and I know you went through this yourself, our house has gotten quiet with our last kiddo in college now. And So my mom was a very faithful Catholic. My dad raised 8 children, and now she's got end-stage Alzheimer's. She can't speak, but she can hear. And Relevant Radio is a companion for her in this final stage of her life, you know, now that our kids are mostly gone, and I'm with her throughout the day, my husband is. But she has breakfast with you, Patrick. It's like you keep her company.
I have to say,
she sleeps through the inner life. So sorry, inner life people. But she has lunch with Father Simon. She prays the chaplet with Drew. She has supper with Timory. She prays the rosary with Father Rocky. You're all friends to her. And, you know, we love the memoraries. I mean, she used to pray outside of Planned Parenthood. We love hearing the Mass. She can go to Mass on Sunday. She can go every day, you know, and the Angelus, we pray with you. So I just wanted to call during this pledge drive and express my gratitude for the apostolate of Relevant Radio and just encourage other people to get out there and make that phone call and make it so you can stay on the air and you can expand your stations and more people. You know, throughout the stages of life, I think it's just a huge blessing. So thank you.
Joan, I send you a big hug. That's a beautiful testimony. I'm sure so many people listening right now can relate to it. I want to praise you because you and your husband are doing something so generous, caring for your mother this way for 10 years. You're empty nesters. A lot of people would say, heck, it's our time to travel. It's our time to enjoy the quiet life together. And yet you're going the extra mile and caring for your mother. That's a very beautiful thing. I want to commend you and your husband for that. You don't need my commendation, but I want to say so because a lot of people wouldn't do what you're doing, and I'm sure that God is very pleased with you. And I'm so excited to hear that your mother is enjoying breakfast with me. Better have breakfast with me than breakfast at Tiffany's, right? And all the other things that we do.
Yeah, for sure. It's sort of funny taking care of her. I'm sure the parent, you will know what I'm talking about, how when you're a parent, you have all these children. There are constant mortifications throughout the day that you have as a parent just because your will is never your own. And when my kiddos were starting to grow up and I was no longer changing those diapers and kneeling over and tying those shoes and zipping up those coats and cleaning up those messes, you know, and then my mother's need walked into my life. And it was almost like a relief. It was like, oh, thank goodness you're not going to just leave me to myself to just, you know, have my own will rule my life. No, I can still have this means of laying down my own will. So it's a huge blessing. I totally encourage anyone who's got a parent going into this stage, just consider taking him or her into your home. It's life-changing. It's glorious.
From your lips to God's ears, that many people would do what you're doing, Joan. It's a beautiful thing. And kind of you also to take a moment to share that testimony with us. I do appreciate it.
All right. Thanks, Patrick.
Yeah. Thank you. I hope we meet someday. I'd like to see some of these living saints who are among us, just like Joan and her husband. We're going to take a quick time out right now. We have another miracle moment. I'd like you to listen to how someone just like Joan and her mom is finding their lives changed by listening to Relevant Radio.
Changing lives in your neighborhood and across the nation. Here's another Relevant Radio miracle moment.
An email from Paul. Paul, if you're praying with me, thank you. Paul says, greetings from Manchester, England. My friend Kevin brought your show to my attention a few months ago, and I enjoy it greatly. I enjoy your presentation and topics. Thank you. But I'm in need of prayer as I am facing sight loss. My vision's been poor for years, and it seems like it's getting worse. My sight loss has massively affected my confidence and now threatens my career. Praise God, though. I want to let you know, True, that I converted to Catholicism last year. So my spiritual sight is stronger than it has ever been. But I'd value all of the prayers from your listeners. And we'll do that. We're one family here. Whether we're separated by distance, it doesn't matter. God's going to hear our prayers.
This miracle moment was brought to you by you. You can give on the Relevant Radio app or at relevantradio.com.
All right, I got a few numbers to throw out at you right now. We have 18 minutes. 18 minutes left in this hour, and I'm watching the calls coming in. I see a few folks tried to call and couldn't get through, which means if you're trying to reach us, it's always safer, easier, and a guaranteed get through if you visit relevantradio.com. Use that smartphone on your app or tablet. Of course, if your only way to contact us is by telephone, the number is 877-291-0123. Counting down here, we have, as I said, 18, now 17 minutes left in this hour. And we still need 52 people who will reach out and make that call, visit the website, or open up that app on your phone or tablet and make your gift to Relevant Radio. We're not asking for much. It's an easy day to start with, an easy Monday. We're only asking for $25 a month or a special one-time gift of $240. And we will gladly send you the prayer journal. Now, remember, too, if you want the prayer journal, it is only available today. So it isn't something you go, oh, I'll get to that tomorrow, the next day. No, today's the only day you'll get this great Relevant Radio prayer journal. It has spaces for you to journal along with some special prayers that are added in there as well.
Did you hear that beautiful testimony from Joan, the lady that called in just
amazing.
A few minutes ago?
Mm-hmm.
Truly amazing. And I just have this mental image of her saintly mother who is listening to the Patrick Madrid show every morning. She takes her nap during Josh's show, and then she has lunch.
She has don't tell Josh.
So she's going through, don't tell Josh. She's going through her day. I'm picturing her with a smile on her face. She has end-stage Alzheimer's, and she's being helped to prepare to meet the Lord face-to-face by listening to Relevant Radio. And that story, among so many others that we've heard, to me, it's just a great reminder of how Relevant Radio is helping people every single day.
You know, same thing for the stay-at-home mom who might find that you're at home with the kids day in and day out. It's a great way to have something on in the background, a little bit of noise. It's better than what's on the TV or other stations. And at the same time, your kids are going to be learning and growing in their faith and in holiness as well. We reach out to so many different people here at Relevant Radio, but it only happens with your help and your support. We are looking for, it looks like, another 48 people who will either visit the website, relevantradio.com, use that app on your smartphone or tablet, or call 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123. Oh, guess what? I forgot to mention, it is a partnership challenge hour. Your gift will be matched 100% here at Relevant Radio when you make that gift at 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123, or the website relevantradio.com, or the app on your smartphone or tablet.
Double pleasure's waiting for you. A double
Patrick Madrid is on Coast to Coast on Relevant Radio.
A double great feeling, making you realize double is the one for
I remember
you.
This commercial.
Double pressure.
And it's taking me back to the 70s.
So why would I be playing Double Your Pleasure?
I'm assuming it has to do with our dollar-for-dollar match today.
Hey, bingo. Nice job. Nice job.
Yeah. I almost started whistling to that when I first heard it. Dollar-for-dollar match today only. I don't know if it'll be tomorrow, but I know it's today. And that means that any amount that anyone pledges today by going to relevantradio.com or using the Relevant Radio app or calling 877-291-0123. And you make your pledge any amount. No amount is too small. No amount is too large. It'll be doubled. So thank you, Cyrus, for putting us in the mood for that. Very clever. You weren't even alive when that commercial came on.
Yes, I was. I remember those.
Barely, maybe.
I remember those.
Barely, probably.
So if someone donates $100, it gets matched $100?
You took math in school, didn't you?
I did. So what if someone donates something like $25,000?
That would be, let's add them up, $50,000.
I want that to happen. Let's hope that happens.
I like how you think, Cyrus. Yeah, a $25,000 gift this morning, Monday, first day of Pledge Drive, would be beyond awesome. All the gifts are awesome, and we're grateful for every gift for any amount. But every so often, God moves certain people to make a large pledge like that. So I like the way you think. Let's hope and pray that that happens, shall we?
We shall.
Why don't you make a pledge of $25,000, Cyrus, and that will be an answer to our prayer. You have it within your power, Cyrus, to answer this prayer. Right
Let me
now.
Talk it over with my, how's Glenn say it, my sweetie.
877, Cyrus, jot this down. Actually, don't jot it down. Just type it into your phone. 877-291-0123.
Got it.
Okay.
I can also do this over the app, right, or online?
Hey, that's true. You can do it on the Relevant Radio app or at relevantradio.com. And how much am I putting you down for, $25,000?
Let's talk after the show.
Okay. All right. Paul in Poughkeepsie, New York, thank you for calling. Welcome.
Hey, Patrick. Good morning. How are you?
Thanks
so much again for your program. It's fantastic. The app on my phone, my wife and I, we do the rosary every night. The prayers were always there, so thanks a million for that. But the reason for the call was I was listening to, I was driving, a lady that called in about going to confession after years.
Uh-huh.
And last year, I'd been brought up Protestant. My wife was a cradle Catholic, and my children, who are now in their 20s, were brought up Catholic. So I've been watching sort of from the sidelines, and we had a new priest who I saw his first mass, his parents were there, and mm-hmm. was moving beyond belief. And after that, for whatever reason, I felt it was my turn, and I went hoping he would be at church. This was during COVID, so it was very light, and they were doing confession outside, and mm-hmm. sure enough, he was there, waved me over, and I thought, here we go. And literally, it's probably at that point was over 30 years since I had done confession.
Wow.
So needless to say, it was emotional to say the least. But like the lady said, when I walked away, you know, smile from ear to ear, huge burden lifted off the shoulder. But I actually went back and I said to him, I'm thinking about converting to Catholicism.
You went back to the priest, you say?
I went back to the priest. Yep. After mm-hmm. I left, I went back in and I found him and said, what do I need to do? And he said, classes start up, I think it was about in a month.
Let me ask you a question. How did you go to confession then if you had not yet become Catholic, or did I miss something?
Well, what happened was I don't think, realized I wasn't Catholic. He had seen me enough with my wife and children. And, you know, so I was there and basically confessed everything. And then went back and said, I feel I need to convert. And so we talked about the classes. I was going to surprise my wife. He said, how are you going to surprise your wife every Wednesday, 7:30 to 9? You're going to be gone. So I presented to my wife. She was thrilled. She was my sponsor. Every Wednesday for the year was, you know, or however many months it was date night. And then Easter Vigil was amazing. And, you know, received Easter Vigil. And, you know, all the friends were there. The parish was packed. And then now confession has been pretty consistent. It's an every other week thing, and it's really good. Got a bunch of priests that I'm friends with. You know, you kind of pick who I want to see this week and do it face-to-face. You know, there's no hiding behind the curtain, and it's great. It's absolutely amazing.
I am so happy to hear that it was listening to Relevant Radio that catalyzed this. Do you remember the moment
Absolutely.
In time, or do you remember what the thought was or what it was that you heard on Relevant Radio that sort of sparked this in your mind?
It's interesting. My wife has been a big Relevant Radio fan for ages. And so she was the one, the radio is always on. And it's not like it's on because we like it. Both my kids, like I said, in their 20s are Catholic. My son is amazing. He's part of a young adult group. 10 of them go to confession every week. They go to mass every week. So it's always been in the house. But no, just listening to your programs, the people calling in, the fact, like I said, if I'm in the car or it's a crazy week or something's going on that's not really going great, it's easy to pull the prayers up. You know, Divine Mercy is there. The Lord's, you know, everything's there. The rosary is there.
Yeah.
It's been great. It's really, and I passed that website out to, you know, that app out to more people than I can tell you.
We appreciate that. We really do appreciate
yeah.
that.
Yeah. Well, you're doing
well,
great
thank
thing.
You.
You really, really are. Yep. And thanks for listening.
My pleasure. Well, I'm always here for you, Paul. I appreciate that very much. And I can just picture the radio on in your house as you're all going about your daily duties. And just great for us to know that we can be there with you. Thank you, Paul. Appreciate that very much. Real quick, I want to share with you something before we have to take our next break. You've heard me talk from time to time, about so-called critical race theory. And one of the leading proponents of this is a guy by the name of Ibram X. Kendi. And this was so perfect, you couldn't have scripted this. So looking at this article from the Daily Wire, he accidentally refuted his own claim that there is systemic white supremacy, that all the white people are racist, that white people are, whether they realize it or not, always trying to victimize black people, etc. And he destroyed his own argument by posting this on Twitter. He said, more than a third of white students lied about their race on college applications, and about half of those applicants lied about being Native American. More than three-fourths of these students who lied about their race were accepted. And he deleted his tweet without any comment. And as the article points out, many social media users were quickly realizing that that a true systemically oppressive nation would not go out of its way to expedite and bankroll the education of quote-unquote oppressed racial groups, and that's a quote from what he said, to the extent that students in the oppressor category would falsely identify as purported victims of the system in order to reap its benefits. Kendi quietly deleted his tweet. Cynical Theories author James Lindsay, however, observed, Kendi admits it's not actually a privilege to be white in America. I'd like to tell you more about this story, but here's that break, so maybe I'll touch upon it again in just another minute. We are nearly at the end of the second hour of the first day of Pledge Drive today, and we're really hoping that you're going to help us get off to a fast, good, strong start today. Mary Graham is here with me to talk about that.
And we are making great progress here at relevantradio.com. You can use that app on your smartphone or tablet, or you can call 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123. We are in the final 5 minutes of this first hour of a Monday Pledge Drive with Patrick Madrid, and we only need 25 more people to help us make our call goal of 100 for this hour. Help us out at relevantradio.com. Use that app on your smartphone or tablet, or call 877-291-0123.
Amazingly, I think today we've set a record in the first 2 hours of the program. We've had three or four calls, just wonderful stories of people whose lives have been changed by listening to Relevant Radio. I mean, this is not planned. It's not engineered. We don't pay people $5 to call in and tell a story. I mean, this is from the heart and it's beautiful. And it just reminds me, Mary, as I think about what we do here every day, the way in which God is using Relevant Radio to change the lives of people for the better, bringing them back to the sacraments, restoring their marriages, healing rifts within the family, getting questions answered. It's just an amazing thing. I'm so grateful that we get a chance to participate in this. And I guess that's why we're doing Pledge Drive, because we want more people to get involved in what we're doing here.
That is exactly why we do Pledge Drive. And that's why people like Marianne, who listens in Cedar Park, said, I'm going to make a gift of $50. Thank you so much for your gift. And Timothy in Chicago made that gift of $250. He's going to receive the prayer journal in the mail. Thank you so much for your help and your support. We're definitely praying for your wife and your family and Mrs. Cadwell. We also want to say thank you to Brian. Now, Brian is one of those brand new donors. We'd love to hear from the new donors because we need you to join the family here at Relevant Radio. Brian made that gift of $100 and he's listening in Clarendon Hills, Illinois. Make it special gift. We'll be praying for your health as well. When you call in, let us know, or when you visit the website, relevantradio.com, or use that app on your smartphone, let us know how we can pray for you. Let us know how Relevant Radio has changed your life. We want to hear from you about you. You're joining the family and we want to get to know you better. So real simple, visit the website, relevantradio.com. There's a final little box you can fill in those comments on. Use your smartphone or the app on your tablet or your smartphone, or call 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123. The final 4 minutes and we still need 23 people.
Yeah, we need you now. If you haven't made your pledge yet, please go to relevantradio.com or use the Relevant Radio app, or call 877-291-0123. And when you make your pledge of $20 per month, what can you buy with $20 per month? You can make a gift that will help Relevant Radio continue going strong. And we'll send you, as a token of our gratitude, a special prayer journal. And that will allow you to keep track of your intentions and who you're praying for and some of your favorite scripture passages. You may have some spiritual goals you'd like to write down. One nice thing about these prayer journals is that you can always look back down the road and kind of reflect upon what God was doing in your life when you made those entries. And we'll send that to you as our thank you when you make your pledge by going to relevantradio.com or use the Relevant Radio app.
It is a partnership challenge hour. Your gift will be matched dollar for dollar. And you know what? Here's the neat thing. As soon as you make your gift, boom, it's matched almost immediately. So help us out and get that dollar matched. We've got just 2 minutes left in this partnership challenge hour where your gift will be matched dollar for dollar. Relevantradio.com. Use your smartphone or tablet, or use the app on your smartphone or tablet, or call 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123. One, two, three. We only need 15 more people here in the next 2 minutes. We can do this. Easy goal to achieve. 15 people. Help us do it. RelevantRadio.com. Use the app on your smartphone or tablet, or call 877-291-0123.
Yeah, that's our goal by the end of the hour, to have that many people making their pledge. So 15 more people. You could be one of them by calling 877-291-0123. And speaking of goals, we have a goal of $2.7 million that we need this quarter to stay fully funded. And we need you to keep the lights turned on. So if you like what you hear on Relevant Radio, if it means something to you and you want to support us, I know you do, make that call right now, please.
Five more. That's all we need. Give us a call, even if it's a $25, $30 one-time gift. We need to hear from you at 877-291-0123. Visit relevantradio.com or use that app on your smartphone or tablet.
You can do it!